The Dark Web Files. Exposing the internet's hidden underbelly.
What if the helpful digital layer we're building over our world has a shadow self? An invisible overlay that sees everything you do, but that you can't see at all.
That's a chilling thought, Mark. Especially because my interaction with augmented reality has been so, you know, mundane. I was just using an AR app last week to see if a new armchair would fit in my study. It felt like this fun, almost magical tool.
And that's exactly why this topic grabbed me.
That sense of magic. My interest started when I heard chatter about using that same technology,
the one that places a virtual chair in your room to instead map the real security cameras inside a bank, all from the outside. It's taking that magic and twisting it.
Okay. Wow. So the very thing that makes AR so powerful, its ability to seamlessly blend the digital and the physical, is also its greatest vulnerability. That's what gets me. The potential for misuse feels exponential. It's a world I realize I know nothing about, and frankly, that's unsettling.
It is, and that's what we're here to explore. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rachel. Welcome to the show.
Today, we're venturing into a space where cutting-edge tech meets the criminal underground.
This is Dark Web and the Augmented Reality Industry, the Invisible Overlay.
We're going to investigate how this rapidly growing industry, the one promising to enhance our reality, is also creating terrifying new opportunities for those who operate in the shadows. We're talking about more than just data theft. We're talking about truly immersive scams and a new frontier of cybercrime.
We'll be speaking with cybersecurity experts who are on the front lines of this new battleground. And we'll even hear from a former insider who knows just how these systems can be exploited. The question we're asking today is a heavy one.
As we overlay our world with data, what unseen threats are we inviting into our homes, our businesses, and our lives?
To answer that, I think you have to look at where this technology was forged. It wasn't in a design studio to help you pick out furniture. Much of its foundational development, its DNA, comes from the military.
Oh, of course. When you say it, it seems obvious. For battlefield awareness?
Precisely. Think about it. Long before we were trying to see a new sofa in our living room, the U.S. Army was using AR to give a sensor operator on a drone a kind of superpower. They called it solving the looking through a soda straw problem.
The soda straw problem? You mean when the camera is so zoomed in, you lose all context of where you are?
Exactly. So, they created an overlay. On the live video feed from the drone, the system would project street names, building labels, and, this is the crucial part, real-time markers for friend, foe, and neutral targets.
So, the operator isn't just seeing a person on a rooftop. They're seeing a person on a rooftop flagged as a potential threat, with the building's address and the street name all layered on top of reality.
And the research showed it made them twice as fast, a twofold increase in how quickly they could find what they were looking for. It's an incredible efficiency tool.
But that efficiency, it's chilling when you transpose it outside the battlefield. If that same overlay technology gets into the wrong hands, it's not flagging enemy combatants. It's flagging what? Vulnerable home security systems? The daily routine of a target?
It's flagging anything a criminal might want to know. And the scary part is, this isn't some top secret locked away tech anymore. Many of these military training solutions, systems like the synthetic training environment, are built on commercial, off-the-shelf platforms.
Wait, so the pipeline flows both ways? Civilian tech gets adapted for military use, which means the underlying tools, they're already out there.
It's a feedback loop, and it's accelerating. The same systems used to train law enforcement for an active shooter scenario are now being used by civilians. The barrier to entry is dropping, fast.
So the invisible overlay you mentioned at the start, it's not something that has to be built from scratch by some criminal mastermind. The framework is already there, just waiting to be populated with a different kind of data.
Yes. Instead of a map of enemy positions for a soldier, it could be a map of every unsecured Wi-Fi network in a neighborhood for a hacker. Or mapping the interior of a home using sensory data that can pass right through the walls.
That's a terrifying thought. that the very walls of my house aren't really a barrier to someone who has the right virtual map. It changes the very definition of privacy.
And it's not even a virtual map in the abstract sense. The tools to build it are, in many cases, already in our homes and in our pockets. We bought them. We invited them in.
What do you mean? You're not talking about a hacker having to, I don't know, physically get inside to scan a room, are you?
No, not at all. Think about the newer high-end phones and tablets. Many of them have LiDAR sensors built in.
Right. For better photos. For focusing in the dark.
For focusing, yes. But what it's really doing is creating a rapid, highly accurate 3D map of the space around you. A point cloud. It's mapping the geometry of your world. Now imagine a malicious app. Something you downloaded that was disguised as a game or a utility that has permission to access that sensor.
Oh, wow. So while a kid is playing a game, chasing a little digital monster around the living room, the app could be quietly mapping the entire floor of my house?
Every piece of furniture, the distance between the windows, the location of the doors, it's building a blueprint. And that blueprint, that spatial data, is incredibly valuable. It's a new kind of data to be stolen and sold.
I never even considered that. We're so fixated on people hacking our webcams or stealing our passwords. The idea that someone could steal the literal dimensions of my private space, it feels like a different kind of violation.
It's more intimate, in a way. And it gets worse. There's a whole field of research around using Wi-Fi signals for this. No camera, no LiDAR, just radio waves.
How is that even possible? Wi-Fi is just for data.
But those data packets, the radio waves, they bounce off things. They pass through some materials and are absorbed by others. Researchers have shown that by analyzing the disturbances in a standard Wi-Fi field, how the signal is disrupted by objects in a room, you can create a surprisingly detailed image of that room.
Wait, you're telling me that my own router could be used to see the layout of my study? And see people moving within it?
It can detect presence, motion, and even, to some extent, posture. It can see a person-shaped disruption in the signal field. So now, a criminal doesn't need to hack your security camera to know if you're home. They just need to compromise your network and read the signals it's already generating.
That is a paradigm shift. The very air in my home becomes a surveillance medium. It's not about a device with a lens anymore. The infrastructure itself is the sensor.
And that's the commodity being packaged and sold. It's not just a list of passwords. It's a file containing the complete spatial data of a target residence, cross-referenced with Wi-Fi signal analysis that shows the occupant's patterns of movement, when they sleep, when they leave for work.
So, the overlay isn't just a map of the physical world, it's a map of our lives, a map of our habits, laid directly on top of our homes, and someone can just buy it.
And they do. On specialized forums on the dark web, this isn't sold as a map of a house. It's packaged as a physical access profile. The language is clinical, corporate, it's a product. And the price is shockingly low because the data is so easy to acquire.
So, what are we supposed to do? I mean, honestly, am I supposed to get rid of my router, my phone? It feels completely overwhelming, like we're being asked to opt out of modern life just to feel secure in our own homes.
I don't think that's the answer. And frankly, it's not realistic. The shift has to be in our understanding. For years, we've been trained to look for the blinking red light on a camera. We understand that a lens is watching us. But we haven't been taught to see the invisible sensor, the Wi-Fi signal, the LiDAR pulse.
So it's a literacy problem. We don't have the vocabulary or the mental model for this new kind of vulnerability. We're flying blind.
We are. And we're trusting the manufacturers, the app developers, to do the right thing. But their incentive is to collect as much data as possible. Spatial data is just the next gold rush. The real question is, who gets to build and control these invisible overlays of our world?
It's strange, because my final thought on this is actually a little different. I keep coming back to the military origin. If this tech can be used to create a map of threats, couldn't it also be used to create a map of safety? A defensive overlay?
You mean, like an app that scans your home network for the very Wi-Fi sensing vulnerabilities we've been talking about?
Exactly. or a tool that visualizes which of your apps are accessing spatial sensors and where they're sending that data. Using AR to fight AR, it seems like the only way forward is through the technology, not around it.
That's an optimistic take, and I hope you're right. But I worry about the asymmetry of it all. It only takes one malicious app to map your entire life, but you have to be vigilant against every single one, all the time.
That's true. I guess for me, the biggest takeaway from all of this is that the very concept of a private space is being fundamentally rewritten. The walls of our homes were once a physical barrier, and now they're just porous to signals. That's a change I don't think we've even begun to process.
No, we haven't. We've invited these incredible conveniences into our lives without ever reading the full terms and conditions. And those terms include the fact that the invisible world is now just as important as the physical one. The overlay is already here. We just haven't been given the tools to see it yet.
A sobering thought to end on. It's clear this is a conversation that is only just beginning. Thank you for joining us on this unsettling journey.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Rachel. You've been listening to Dark Web and the Augmented Reality Industry.